When Julius Fabricius, sub-prefect of the Weald, in the days of Diocletian, owned our lower river field, he called to him Hobdenius, a Briton of the clay, saying, "What about that river bit for laying into hay?" And the aged Hobden answered, "I remember as a lad my father told your father that she wanted draining bad. And the more that you neglect her, the less you'll get her clean. Have it just as you've a mind to, but if I was you, I'd drain." So they drained it long and crossways in the lavish Roman style. Still we find among the river drift there flakes of ancient tile, and in droughty middle August, when the bones of meadows show, you can trace the lines they followed 1600 years ago. But then Julius Fabricius died, as even prefects do, and after certain centuries, imperial Rome died too. Then did robbers enter Britain from across the raging main, and our lower river field was won by Ogier the Dane. Well could Ogier work his warboat, well could Ogier wield his brand, much he knew of foaming water, not so much of farming land. So he called to him a Hobden of the old unaltered blood, saying, "What about that river bit? She doesn't look no good." And the aged Hobden answered, "'Tain't for me to interfere, but I've known that bit of meadow now for 55 years. Have it just as you've a mind to, but I've proved it time on time. If you want to change her nature, you have got to give her lime." Oh, just sent his wains to Lewis, 30 hours solemn walk, and they drew back great abundance of the cool grey healing chalk. And old Hobden spread it broadcast, never heeding what was in, which is why in cleaning ditches now and then we find a flint. Ogier died, his sons grew English, Anglo-Saxon was their name, until out of blossomed Normandy another pirate came. For Duke William entered Britain and divided with his men, and our lower river field he gave to William of Warren. But the brook, you know her habit, rose one stormy autumn night, and it drew down sudden flitches of the banks to left and right. And said William to his bailiff, as they rode their dripping rounds, "Hob, what about that river bit? The brook's got up no bounds." And the aged Hobden answered, "'Tain't my business to advise, but you might have known 'twould happen by the way the valley lies. When you can't hold back the water, you must try and save the soil. Have it just as you've a mind to, but if I was you, I'd spile." So they spiled along the watercourse with trunks of willow trees and planks of elm behind them and immortal oaken knees. And when the spades of August whirl the gravel beds away, you can trace their faithful fragments, iron hard in iron clay. Georgi Quinto, Anno Sexto, I who own the river field, I am fortified, entitled, deeds attested, signed and sealed, guaranteeing me my assigns, my executors and heirs, all sorts of powers and profits which are neither mine nor theirs. I have rights of chase and warren as my dignity requires. I can fish, but Hobden tickles. I can shoot, but Hobden wires. I repair, but he reopens certain gaps which men allege have been used by every Hobden since a Hobden planted the hedge. Should I dog his morning progress, or the track betraying view, demand his dinner basket into which my pheasant flew, confiscate his evening faggot into which my conies ran, or sum summons him to judgment. I would sooner summons Pan, for his dead are in the churchyard, 30 generations laid. The name was old in history when Doomsday Book was made, and the power and the piety and passion of his line have seeded, rooted, fruited in some land the law calls mine. Not for any beast that borrows, not for any bird that flies, would I lose his large sound count. Mrs. Keen amending eyes. He is bailiff, woodsman, wheelwright, field surveyor, engineer, and if flagrantly a poacher, 'tain't for me to interfere. Hob, what about that river bit? I turn to him again with Fabricius and Ogier and William of Warren. Have it just as you've a mind to, but... And here he takes command, for whoever pays the taxes, old Mus Hobden owns the land.